back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg and I'm giggling at myself because I can't stop but dance. So I can't stop dancing when I play that. I'm joined today with Kath Ganek, who is the local business owner of Barkbusters.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kath. You know what? Today is the best day for you to join me, honestly, because this is my morning. I've had wildlife rescue here rescuing a baby flying fox.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've walked down the end of the pier with a friend and I got to hold a, I don't know, it was about a 40, well, I'm going to say it was about a 40 centimetre mackerel, but by the end of the week it's probably going to be a 60 centimetre mackerel.
It'll just get the ass as they do, yes.
And I've given Rubes a bit of a walk and now I'm here with you.
Lovely.
So it's a real animal day for me, which is fantastic. So you've driven all the way, you've out in the region, the Wye Bay Burnett, and you've come in today to spend some time with me to tell the audience what you do.
I have, yes.
Please, can you tell us first of all, what on earth is Barkbusters?
Okay, so it's not a tree company.
Thank you. I don't call you for mulch.
No. You call us when you have a problem with your dog.
Okay.
So we're actually Barkbusters Home Dog Training.
Can I just say that I've trained Ruby to give you a demonstration through this podcast of a barking dog. Okay.
Oh, no. Yes, I heard when I came. Yes. She does a very good job.
No, she's going to bark at the most inappropriate time.
Okay.
Sorry, you go on.
No, so we're actually a home dog training company. So we'll help people with any behavioural issues that they're having with their dogs. And we also do obedience training, but the great thing about Barkbusters is we come to you, so we do all of this training in your home with you, and we teach you how to communicate with your dog, and we teach you how to train your dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't planning this, but yes. When you talk about correcting behaviours,
yes.
Can I share something personal?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so Ruby sleeps with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has since day one that she came home, and she's five now, and she has Goldie. Goldie is her little teddy bear.
Yes.
So, in like, when we have our routine when we're going to bed, she goes to the toilet, we come in, I go to the toilet, brush teeth, and then hop into bed. She goes and gets Goldie, and Goldie comes to bed too.
Yes, yeah.
Nine times out of ten, what then happens is I have to put up with her having a bit of a humpity dump with Goldie. It only lasts for a short amount of time. But I've got a Sealy Posturepedic mattress, which is really springy.
Yes, yes.
So she's only a little Shih Tzu Maltese, but when she's humping Goldie, I'm getting the hole right in my bed, and it's like I've given up. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I kind of feel for her.
I was waiting for you to say she likes to cuddle with it, or she likes to suck on its toes and things like that. But I wasn't quite ready for her nocturnal habits. She's needs to get a private room.
So you wouldn't come and say, "Oh, Jussie, okay, well, I'll spend the night and I'll monitor the behaviour and you'll."
Well, if it's a problem for you, I can certainly help you correct it.
She doesn't help me, thank goodness. But it's the cutest little Goldie teddy bear, because everyone that comes over goes, "Oh, isn't that cute?" And then they drop it as soon as I say, "Oh, that's Ruby's humpy toy." Sorry, I do get sidetracked.
No, that's okay. Oh, look, we might meet all sorts of dogs and everyone has a funny story. And it's
so it's
so
any
good.
Type of dog?
Any breed, yes, any age and any problem you can think of.
Okay.
including, you know, threesomes in the bed with their stuffed toys.
Okay. So. Okay, let's just, okay, rewind. There's no threesome happening.
Okay, that's good.
Can I ask you, like, there's lots of different occupations and businesses where you're around animals, and most people in that space really like animals.
Yes.
So how did you find yourself becoming a Barkbuster champion?
Yeah. Okay. Look, it's a bit of a long story, and it's amazing that I'm actually here, because I've actually known about Barkbusters since the early 90s. And my dear mother collected in little newspaper clippings, and one of them was for this new dog training method, which was kind to the dog. And so, you know, she kept this clipping and she bought the book, And from there on in, it was like, oh, well, you know, it just resonated with us. And
okay, so yeah. Can I just shout out to all the millennials that follow this podcast? There's a fair few.
Yes.
What Kath's talking about is a printed version of media.
Yeah.
It's not the internet. And it's back in the day when all the information you got that you need to know came in this printed form.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And we used to cut out the clippings and keep them.
Yes, and my mother was a classic at it. She kept every newspaper clipping that was important to her.
So what era was this? Is 1990s, early 90s?
Early 90s it would have been, yes, yep. Somewhere around then.
So this was around the Ghostbuster movie.
Yes, yes.
Period.
Yes.
So I'm getting the Buster job.
You're getting the Buster. So we're actually, who you're going to call, Bark Busters Proprietary Limited is the company name.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's awesome. So obviously there's a connection there just with an idea.
Yes.
And it was very catchy back in the time, but yes. Now it's shortened to just Barkbusters.
Yeah, it's the training name is still Who You're Going to Call, but we just call it Barkbusters Home Dog Training. It's sort of a little bit more, you know, simple for people to remember. And
yep. And your Barkbusters yeah. Home Dog Training, Wide Bay.
Wide Bay Burnett.
So you cover, what's your actual area that you cover?
Yeah, my area or my territory that we use to define our areas, it's all covered by postcodes. And so if you think of the Wide Bay Burnett region on a map, and it'll go from Gympie in the south, just north of Bundaberg, out past Idesville, down to Nanango, everywhere in that area is my territory.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So another question for you, because you deal with a lot of dogs and a lot of owners with their mm-hmm. dogs. That's what you do. That's your thing. Is it true? Do people look like their animals?
Sometimes. Not always. Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes they're polar opposites, and sometimes it's, yep, you can see the family resemblance.
Well, I used to dye my hair blonde, strip all the colour out of it. So back in those days, I probably looked a bit more like Ruby, but it'd be nice just to think that I was that cute, but I don't think I am. So... back onto Barkbusters.
Yes.
Okay, so you're more than just dog training. Like when I got Ruby, I went to puppy school and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're doing one-on-one coaching as well?
Yeah, so look, we cover everything from puppyhood. So whether you choose to go to a puppy school run by your vet clinic or anywhere like that, we also do puppy training. But if you've been to puppy training and they've grown out of that puppy stage and they hit that magic 9-10 month old mark.
Teenagers.
They become teenagers, yeah. And all of a sudden you've got these little teenage, furry teenagers who think they run the house. And so we get a lot of calls from people around that age mark. And they say, oh, my dog's doing this, my dog's doing that, and I need help. Okay, yep, you've come to the right place, yep. And they're actually really relieved when they hear how many other people mm-hmm. are dealing with the same problems and they've just been putting up with it.
Yeah, well, did you know that the Fraser Coast Council just put on two more like local laws officers
mm-hmm.
purely for animal control?
Yes, I saw that, and they've also got two new vehicles as well. And yes,
yeah. So they're really clamping down on barking dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think your timing up in this way, it's really good.
Yeah, and we have seen a real need for it, particularly in the Hervey Bay region. Head office was getting a lot of inquiries from this Fraser Coast area, so they yep. thought, well, let's expand, because we've been operating on the Sunshine Coast for you know, 20-something years. And so they've now expanded up a little bit further north, and that's why I'm here now.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
So you go as far north as Bundy?
Yep, just a little bit further than Bundy, yeah.
And you mentioned to me before we started recording that it's important for the philosophy behind Barkbusters is also to give back. And you do that through animal shelters?
Yes. So because Barkbusters originated with... So Sylvia Wilson and her husband Denny began the company. Sylvia used to manage Wollongong branch of the RSPCA. And so she saw a lot of dogs being surrendered or being difficult to home because of behavioural issues. And she knew that, you know, these were issues she could fix and make these dogs, you know, rehomeable. So that's how the company started, just a husband and wife training dogs, just working around their local area. The demand grew, the results were fantastic, and it just grew and grew.
Wow.
Yep.
And so now you as a franchise owner, a business owner,
yes,
you'll also keep a connection with helping animal shelters?
Yes, so we do. So in line with the origins of it, we are encouraged to work with shelters, help shelter dogs, maybe do a little bit of work with the dogs, help rehome them and things like that. And there are other programs that we do as well. We do what's called a Stand Right No Bite campaign, which is run by one of our franchisees down in Sydney. And so that's actually a corporate training program to prevent dog attack and dog bites for people who may work in an industry where they're at high risk.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of training that comes behind that Barkbusters brand.
Yes.
So, you know, you're not a vet, you're not a, you know, met trained in that area, but you've got a lot of training behind you through corporate office.
Yes. So there's, yeah, it's definitely intensive training. So, and, you know, we're not a fly-by-night company. We've been here for 30 years. So,
and just in Australia or you broader?
No, it began in Australia and then grew, and we're actually the first company, dog training company, to export franchises. We're now in 7 countries around the world.
That's incredible.
It is,
this
yeah.
is an Aussie story.
An Aussie story, little battling Aussie story, and yep. has grown to...
Just saw a need and fixing with a solution.
Yes, absolutely. And look, I think the popularity of it as well is because we're teaching people to communicate with their dogs. And we're building that you know, lovely relationship that people want, but we're doing it without cruelty.
Yes.
And all the methods is humane, so there's no punishment involved for the dogs at all. And we don't use shock collars. There's no need for them.
Yep.
We don't use anything like that that's going to cause physical pain to the dog. And we also don't, you know, we don't need to use treats as well to bribe our dog to do what we want to do. We simply teach people how to communicate better.
Yeah. That's beautiful. So on the blog that I'll share with this podcast, I'll put how to get in touch with you.
Yes, yep.
If there's anything else you'd like to share, was there anything else you want to mention before we go? What about what's going on at the moment?
At the moment, look, to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Barkbusters Australia, and Barkbusters worldwide actually, 30 years this year, so I'm offering a special for spring for my territory, and I'm doing a 10% discount on lesson fees.
Yes.
just until the end of November. So
that's awesome. I hope people get behind you. You're only a new business.
Yes,
and you've got a big territory to cover.
Oh yes.
So we all know what it's like when you're starting a business. So good luck, Kath. I think you're going to do really well. You've got the right personality, I think. So
thank you.
We'll share everything, and yeah, we'll touch base with you down the track. Oh, just one thing though. So I've discovered that I can ride a horse without good vision.
Yes.
And I see I can't drive anymore. I've lost my license.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seriously looking at getting a horse to use to get around, right?
Okay,
so
yes.
I've even got my horse here. Gosh, which one? My horse. Oh yeah, this is my horse. Can you hear my can you hear my horse?
Yes, are you ready? I can hear you now.
Oh yeah. So yeah, come on horsey, go away now. Do you reckon you could if I could get my horse to bark, would you train it?
Well, I don't need your horse to bark to train it, but I can certainly train your horse because I've done that as well.
Oh, have you? Oh, you're a country girl. I knew I liked you for a reason. Oh, thanks so much, Kath. That's Kath from Barkbusters.
Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. And look forward to seeing your posts and, yeah, keeping in touch.
Yeah, keep an eye out. And look, if you see the Barkbusters car around town, pop in and say hi. Just, you know, give me a wave.
Yeah, well, I think it stands out.
It does a little bit.
Okay, we'll put a photo of that on the website. Okay, thanks, Kath.
Thank you.